The Kemmick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.
Right, welcome back to the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast and another massive episode. Did we have one last week? I can't. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
The week before we had the week off.
Yeah.
Stephen, welcome back again.
Thanks, Matty. Great to be here. Yep. Fucking bit going on, hey?
Yeah.
Been a bit going on in the cricket world.
Yep. Matt Koonerman's now Australia's number one spinner, which is exciting.
Australia's in a good position.
But we have a big guest on the show, Stephen. Did you want to go through some of his stats and introduce him? Probably the biggest we've ever had, I reckon.
Well, he's definitely up there. So stats dog, woof woof. The gentleman to my right, 121 games for the finest club on this here earth. To my knowledge, at least a three-time, if not four-time premiership player. Kevin Wilson Fielding Award winner for the best fielder of the club, as well as other multiple fielding and batting awards for the club. He is the 26th highest run scorer in the history of the Kenwick Cricket Club, according to My Cricket. 1,972 runs at an average of 18.96, which we'll call 20. 13 ducks. A high score of 99 versus Phoenix in the one-day C's, round 6 of the 2019-20 season. Surprisingly, not higher on this list, equal 104th on the all-time wicket takers list, 17 wickets at an average of 18.18, which we'll call 18, therefore you are an all-rounder. Best bowling of 3 for 13 against Kelmscott in the one-day B's, round 14 of the 2020-21 season.
Don't remember that.
86 catches, 6 of which is wicketkeeper, 1 stumping, 11 runouts. So my great pleasure to welcome Tony the Spudman Wright.
Thanks, boys.
How many fielding trophies do you reckon you have at home?
I'd say probably 5, I reckon.
Well, you got one that like you didn't deserve last year, remember? So
Yeah, that's right. You just about pipped me, Matty.
I did pip you, but I was nice enough because I knew you'd be upset if I didn't give it to you.
I was going to cry. Don't worry.
If you gave the trophy to yourself, bit of a flog.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't, did I? Mm. I mean, look, it's not my fault that he missed bloody half the season. I played more games, therefore I deserve it.
My average higher, though, Matty, that's all.
Nah, but I had more catches. Yeah,
well, I'm sure we're going to get into this a little bit later, but the man has a golden arm, only 17 wickets. Horrendously underbowled.
Yeah, look, he's played in a lot of teams where we've had a lot of bowlers. He came back into the team this year and went, oh, Spud, get the ball in Spud's hand. Gee, if he was here on the weekend, he would bowl 7. Very quickly and very early, too.
I kind of put myself out from bowling, mate, usually. I say, no, I'm not going to bowl, I'm a batsman.
I think a lot of your bowling was done that year, captain one day A's, and there was no one to bowl.
That's very true. We didn't have much of a team that year, and yeah, bowling was like, I had to bowl and bat then. No option.
Yeah. Shall we go through the week's results?
Yeah, so controversy deluxe, Matthew. Controversy
Can
deluxe.
Can we just skip the B's?
Nah, well, let's start with the juniors, eh? And then we'll work our way up.
Oh, the juniors? Okay, we'll start with the juniors. The under-11s, they played on Saturday morning. They took on one of the Riverton teams, Riverton Green. Mills Park bowled first. Riverton ended up 1 for 176. It doesn't reflect. They actually bowled pretty well. They just couldn't get a wicket. For example, one of the kids made 70 against us last time, or close to 65 or something, and we kept a 31 this time, so that was an improvement. And they only got, they got 140, but they got 36 runs added on for the 9 wickets they took. Then in response, we got 9 for 58, which was about probably 2 for 50, and then we lost a lot of wickets in the last couple of overs to really hurt ourselves there. But, yeah, look, they're getting better. I think they'll probably get to stay in under-11s next year.
That'd be advantageous, I'd imagine.
Very advantageous. In terms of wickets and runs, the 1 wicket came from Rocco, who bowled someone. 1 for 13 for Rocco.
On your Rocco.
Very exciting time for him. In terms of batsmen, having a look here, Rocco got 3. Woodrow got a very nice 0 of 16. Ollie 6, Cade 4, Marley 2, and Druv with 3. So
almost probably reads like the One Day Bees batting card.
I'd say that's probably better.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Then if we jump over to the year 10-11s, we did lose, but it was a better performance. We bowled first. We only had 9, and they only had 9, so it was a little bit of a 9-on-9 clash. Mm. So a lot of gaps in the field. We did have them in a little bit of trouble. We had them 4 for 59, then they were 5 for 138. So they did get out of that trouble. But overall, not a bad effort. Tanuj was probably the pick of the bowls, 2 for 4 with 3 maidens off 6 overs. So bowled very well.
On the T-bone.
And then Manmohit Singh with 1 for 14 off 5 overs with 5 maidens. And then a few other bowls, a little bit expensive. But, yeah, working through that. And then so we're chasing 156. And then because we're obviously having a rough season, we assigned all the boys songs.
Yes.
And they all padded up and sat there, and we pressed shuffle, and then when there was a wicket, we pressed play, and whichever song came on, they had to go out. And it helped Callan because he just said, I'm going to go out there and whack everything. He made 38 of 41 and
nice.
Hit two sixes into the bushes, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
We got off to a pretty good start. We were none for 50, all out for 90. There was a point that we thought, lads, we're going to win this. No, we didn't. But yeah. Zach Hale, 22 as well. Even at the end, Zach and Callum were in together. I'm like, oh, if these two bat for 10 overs, we'll be fine.
Oh, shit it in.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. But the boys didn't have a good time. So maybe we've got 2 games left after the bye this week.
Keep the shuffle rolling.
Oh, yeah, we plan to. It seemed to work. So, yeah, we'll keep the shuffle rolling. What senior game do you want to start with? Can we start with the Bees and just get that out of the way?
I don't know if that is actually the worst, but go for it.
Let's just go with the Bees. So the Bees are... Kenwick 72, Thornley 2 for 188. That should be getting changed to 4. I did message, email.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hope so. Not much more to say.
Really scrounging for points there.
Yeah, yeah. But they did retire out. They decided to walk off, so you're out. Sorry, brother.
Yeah, under the laws of cricket, unless you're hurt. Yeah, that's a slide out.
Yep, so, yep.
Not much else.
Positives.
The game finished.
Yeah, and... they've got to change that rule about keep playing. It just turned into a farce.
Yeah.
It was really just a joke. But Ethan Quinlivan fielded well for someone who's never played cricket, I thought.
Yeah. Go on, yeah, E-Quizzy.
Yeah, fielded well. I thought Damer actually bowled well without any reward.
Okay.
It's about the extent.
Okay.
Where do we want to go now?
The one-day Fs.
One-day Fs.
Because on paper, gee, this reads like a great weekend for the one-day Fs.
It does. It still has the little winning guy icon next to their name.
Yeah. Not for long.
In terms of the performance, a good performance.
Oh, completely clinical.
And I mean, at least the stats will stay there, right?
I'm not sure if they do.
They did last time this happened.
Yeah, so you might be looking at it, just a casual observer of the one-day Fs, as is your wont, and you'll see that Kenwick had a great performance. All for nothing, as no team sheet was handed to the opposition captain, making it an immediate forfeit.
Yeah, not a great result.
We've been fined, and we lose all our points for that game.
Look, I've still included F players in my votes for their personal performances.
I thought about not doing that.
But they're juniors who basically carried the teams.
Yeah, so we'll figure out more when we get there. Suffice to say, anyone who listens to this, for God's sakes, fill in a team sheet.
I agree.
Write one down. Write it in Crown. I could give a fuck. Write a team sheet, please.
Yeah, I'm still... I was very surprised that Tamil even put in a thing. Obviously, they can't.
Well, because they've been stung for it.
Yeah, fair enough. Should we jump into which grade?
Let's have a look at the sixth grade. A real fighting performance, I felt.
It was, but considering Kelscott only had 9, from 5 for 95, I thought they would have piled on a few more runs, I was hoping.
Well, it was 5 for 50-odd, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like it was dire straits.
Yeah, Abby and Chook put on a bit of a partnership. Yeah. She got going at the start as well.
Great to see Abby really D in, 43 off of 80-odd balls.
Yeah.
And Chook 20 off 71. That was really impressive.
I don't know if you know, Kemp, he used the bat.
He used his bat?
He used his bat.
Oh, maybe it's got a middle on it.
Yeah, he used it. So.
Or maybe he hates it.
I don't know.
He should know after 70 balls whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, I'd assume so.
Leave a message in the comments, Chuck.
Sean Ingram got the one wicket of Abbott, and then Hurst got the other wicket of Jenkins. Hurst, he did apparently hit Abbott's off stump early and the bowl didn't fall off. frustrating.
That happened in our game as well, actually.
Really?
Yeah. A little under edge and heard the rattle but not the drop.
The interesting thing is they might only needed about 6 more wickets because apparently Cairns got rocked up with not many players.
Yeah, I'd have to check the rules on that, but I'm pretty sure if you rock up to a game late, you are allowed to bowl straight away in our association. Mm. If you start the game, then piss off for however long, then you have to wait however long until you can bowl again.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure of what the application is for batting. Mm. So the other thing is they need to prove who the blokes were that weren't there.
And also, that like from what I heard, their chats with Kelmscott, they didn't seem fully confident they were coming the next week.
Yeah, so. Kelmscott's very, very interesting club. They forfeit a lot of their lowest grade. We had one of their guys at a P&D recently, and he was up in a grade that he shouldn't have been, but he was just trying to help out sort of thing. And, yeah, I think they played a one-day A's game with 7.
Oh, yeah, and they made 200.
Yeah, bizarre game, yeah. So, yeah, bit going on at Kelmscott.
Over in fourth grade, you guys had a really rough day. Still 3 runs behind.
It was a lot of rough chat, I'll give you that much.
So, Canningvale 99, Ken went none for 96 and cruising along. Sheehan with 3 and Pinto with 3, and you with your 200th wicket, Cam.
Yeah, mate, it was pretty gross.
Was it?
Yeah, there was a bloke who had just had a penchant for swinging across the line like a madman. So Chatty sort of toddled out to deep mid-wicket, and I just bowled a length ball, and he had a wild slog across the line, and Chatty took a good nice... It was actually a very good catch low to the ground, but...
That's the best wickets, mate.
They were... Like, the whole time, they're going like, oh, what... You know, you must have a celebration for your 200th. You got to have something. And like, every second ball, they're like, can't Kemp get your 200th, get your 200th, which is great, but it's also very distracting, considering I've been on 199 for about 10 years. So... Actually getting it and getting
Did
it with
celebrate?
It, sort of my initially because the other thing you have to remember as well, Rav brings the camera down, so like I've bowled this ball and this bloke's just had a slog at it. junk wicket.
Did you think of running towards the camera?
I didn't. No, I actually just stood in the middle of the pitch and just put my hands in my head and like shook my head. I'm like, that's junk. And then they're like, oh, celebrate. So I did the Sheldon Cottrell. Familiar with the Sheldon Cottrell?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Because it was a junk ball. He bowls junk. it made sense to me. Nice.
Shit gets wickets,
Kevin. Nice. Yeah, it did. Well, 200 of them.
So, rumours going around as well. Fourth grade going to end up on top of the ladder, Ken.
Well, no rumour. It is fact. So, I was at a P&D last night. I'm pretty sure I can talk about it, given that the ladders have been changed. Quinana played a bloke under an assumed false name. And he was sort of going back and forth between Quinana and Curtin Vic Park in Wastka. And he was playing in the Wastka one day final. And it was like streaming on Frogbox, YouTube, whatever. One of the blokes from Cannington who plays 2020 with him was like, I played against you, like you play for Quinana. So he reported it.
Yeah.
To cut the very long story short, they didn't clear him. They put a clearance request in for him, which was denied. And then the former captain of their one day bees, Quinana, just did a transfer and just played him. So their club was just completely like oblivious to it.
Yeah.
And then they checked last night and just they like the embarrassment from them and like the. Like, they've been stitched up so hard. So, I mean, as a captain, you play a bloke under an assumed name, you get minimum 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And this bloke's like, what, he told me that this was his name and his mate's the registrar and he's, you know, and registered him and we're, you know. So, Kenwick was playing against Quinana in that round where he was discovered. They absolutely fucking toweled us up and they now forfeit that game. They forfeit every single game in their club.
Cha-ching.
So what that means is we get forfeit points, which is average winning points for the round, as I understand it, or all the points that we got from the game, whichever is higher. And given we did fuck all, the other one is higher.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So we're now first. I raised it at an SMCA committee meeting on Monday, whether promotion relegation was in force, how it was going to work. And as I understand it, we stay in first, we're going to win this game tomorrow, unless Coburn get an outright in their game or...
And Canningvale taking 10 for 2!
Yeah, I mean, in that scenario, yeah, so we're all but going to second grade next year. Like, that's...
Wow.
It's confirmed, jeez, more or less.
Spud, you think you'd be keen to play a bit of second grade?
Definitely not, Matthew. Definitely not.
Camp?
I mean, it's huge news for the club. I'm real excited about it. Remember the start of the year? You know, we sat down in a committee meeting and I pissed, moaned and carried on. I said, what the fuck are we doing? Are we trying to get anywhere? Are we just going to, you know, sit around with our dicks in our hands? Or are we going to try and make something of the club?
Well, I'm saying, will you be playing second grade?
I'm trying to avoid the question.
How things change?
Well,
2 weeks ago you told me I'm done with two-day cricket. I'm never playing it again after this
season. My hamstring hates me. If Shahan wants me to play, I'll play.
Nah, Shahan's out. I'm telling him he's done.
Okay. That's pretty mean, man.
Nah, look. He's not a good bloke. He's a shit bloke. And I just...
I'll tell you what, mate. I go to P&D's every Tuesday. Shahan's a great bloke.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. But... He'll look, we need someone to captain the Fs, and he's going to go down there and do that next year, he told me. So.
Solid, too.
Yeah.
We haven't been yardies, if that's the case.
Look, Sean, sorry, mate.
I'll play for a quad, Matthew. I'll always do what I'm told.
As a wicketkeeper or a batsman or a
bowler? Gee whiz, wicketkeeper sounds good, doesn't it?
but you're taking so many wickets.
Too. No, I'm done.
He's got his 200. He doesn't need to go any further.
Oh, the me that you know as a bowler is riding off into the sunset.
Well, I can't wait till you come back to one day cricket next year and I give you the new ball. I go, Stephen, which end do you want, mate?
The one with the gloves.
fourth grade are going to finish first, barring some sort of miracle that's not in our favour. One day bees need a miracle. We need to...
We crunched the sums on this a little bit, didn't we?
Well, I did crunch the sums, but then it sort of changed around now because the Cannington-Kwinana swap. So the week that Kwinana did what they did, they played Cannington and beat them. So now Cannington get the points and then now jump back into the four, which is not good for Willerton either.
No, yeah, so a lot of clubs get sort of disadvantaged by this, I suppose. But
so we're going to need to defeat Hilton and we're going to need to probably make 200, take 10 wickets. And we're going to need Kwinana to beat Cannington and Willerton to lose to Rollystone. Those extra two wickets, I really want them added on.
Well, hopefully Gary agrees with you.
Well, I emailed him and said why, and I sent him the screenshot of the rule and hasn't responded. But
okay, well...
I also don't want to bother him, but...
I don't know if that maybe needs to go to John first. Generally, most communication goes through the secretary of the association and he'll liaise.
Well, maybe I'll send it to John tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because, look, if we miss out by 0.1, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
0.1 for a wicket, 0.01 for a run, right?
0.2 for a wicket?
0.2 for a wicket, sorry. So you'd get 2 points for 10 wickets and 2 points for 200 runs.
Spot on.
So we need a 10-point game on the weekend, Spud.
Yeah.
Or we make 600, 6 points.
Yeah, you just start hitting sixes off your dick. We're going
baseball, mate.
The amount of 200 games I've been involved in, Matty, it's just, I can't remember them all. You know, it's just too many.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What if we don't call it baseball? We'll call it muzzball.
That's going to be bad.
We're all getting out because of that now, Kim.
Last week was muzzball.
No, I'm going to go, lads, we're going to go out there. First 15's a Formula 15, but keep wickets in
hand. As long as everyone's got their batting pants on, all right? We're all good.
Yep, good call, good call. Shall we jump into some of our votes, Stephen?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I've got a slew.
I've got a lot of honourable mentions.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Or?
I'll go through my honourable mentions first. A lot of people really unlucky here, and I'm waiting for you to probably jump over the desk and attack me for some of these.
No, mine will be the same.
Oh, are you sure?
You're going to attack me, I'm positive.
Oh, you're going to keep the juniors out, I can tell. Pinto, he got a special mention from me.
So lucky.
Threefer. Dame, I got a special mention. Bowled well in a real, real rough day. Dave as well for his 17 at the back end. A good contribution. Chook with 20 and a wicket. Ethan Quinlivan actually fielded real well. I wasn't sure how he'd go, but I guess he's done a bit of athletics. Was quite quick in chasing the ball. Really had a crack. Shean with his 3 for as well. Nearly snuck into the votes, but just missed out for me. And Raven Till, obviously, guiding you guys to none for 96. 3 runs away from the victory there. So they're in my special mentions as well. Oh, and Dalton also my special mentions.
Yeah. So I had Dalton. I had Davo. I had Chook, Till, Shahan, Archie 2 for 23 off 9. Gee, he was close to 5.
Yeah, that's another.
He was close to 5 mention. Votes. Sorry, Arch, couldn't quite sneak in there. Meat Patel.
Oh yeah, Meat. Yeah.
39 off 37.
Yeah, I forgot about Meat.
Yeah. Andy. Yeah. Zach Hale as well, honourable mention.
Oh. Wow. All right. Who's got your one vote?
The T-Bone to Nudge. Yeah. 4 for 16 off his 7. I just something about that kid.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's quality.
He's got John Saff about him as well, the way he swings it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, genetically as well. Yeah.
I gave one vote to Abby for his 40-odd. Really gutsed it out. Good to see him getting the runs and get those 6 grade boys to a score.
Yeah, and he had a bit of a tough week as well, off-field stuff.
So I thought him to go out there and get the job done is pretty good.
Yeah, and he's definitely got talent. It's between the ears with him, I reckon. Mm. He got my 2 votes. Abby did.
Nice. My 2 votes went to Tanuj. Yeah. Who got your 3?
The man, the myth, the legend, Dickie Bean. Sir Richard Pinto, 3 for 29 off his 14. At least 12 of those were up front, like on the trot. Bowled very well.
Yep, nice. My 3 went to Caleb Evans, his first senior.
54 of 62, very impressive.
Didn't even have to bowl either because he's a genuine all-rounder. So yeah, I also mentioned Millsy bowled 1 ball for 1 wicket.
For one wicket.
Pretty handy.
Just spud things there from Millsy.
Yeah. Who got your 4 votes?
Ravindu Gunaratne, nice. 48, not 4 catches.
Yeah, 4 catches.
4 catches as well. And with the gloves, I'd tell you what, that's an impressive effort.
Probably sish him up there. I didn't see the catches. I probably would have stuck him in the vault.
Yeah, look, that's okay, mate. I mean, one of them was, a couple of them were relatively straightforward, but a couple of them were quite good little catches. Yeah.
I go my 4 votes to Zach Hale, based on his batting performance, 61. Finally cashed in a senior game, which is good to see.
Oh, look, a lot of talent there.
I think that's his first 50 in seniors. I'd have to double check, but
yeah, look, massive respect for the batting ability. Complete disrespect for the responsibilities.
Who got your 5 votes?
The other man, Manmohit Singh.
Yeah,
5 for 20 off 7. I tell you what, if you get down to training and I've had a little bit of a chat with him, just he's got the most beautiful wrist position for an outswinger.
You know what the funniest thing was? Like, you and I spoke to him about it, and I saw it as well, and I'm like, he has no idea. Like, he's just like, oh yeah. Yeah, he doesn't even know.
Oh,
and then I'm watching him, and then I said, he bowled like a leg cutter. I was like, oh, you just bowled, oh, you changed up the leg, or did I?
Okay, all right. So, because
I need a bit more guidance.
Yeah, so
you can teach that, man.
Yeah. So I went up to him, and I just said, like, see how you're holding the ball like that, and see like how your wrist is like just beautifully arch cocked like in that direction. If you just run your fingers down the ball when you bowl it, and I'm like, that's wickets, baby. That's all day, every day. And he's like, okay. I'm like, don't change it.
Also, Manny played with a fractured thumb.
Really?
So, fractured it during the week. Came to training Thursday. I went, oh, so yeah. I'm all good.
Well, I mean, the hitman's going to get some collateral damage from time to time.
Had a brace on it, but it was good to go. And, of course, he got my 5 votes as well. So, remember, hit Singh with a 10-vote game. And all of a sudden,
You start to wonder.
Well, Manny won the S bowling last year. He was about in 5th. And now, all of a sudden, he's back in 1st. He's looking at back-to-back.
He's just an end-of-season specialist, isn't he?
He does do it late in the season.
Quality.
Yeah, great effort. So that's the votes for this week. We've still got the name game and the questions. I know you've got a lot of questions. I've got a lot on my side of the table that I have planned.
Oh dear.
As you know, I like. Have you been listening recently, Spud?
No, I haven't listened to it on the last few. I've caught
a couple. Questions are getting more rogue.
Oh, are they?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I think
I'm nervous. I tell you,
I think you're okay. I tell you what, who should be worried? Abby. Abby should be worried when he's on.
Yeah.
He talks to me. He wants to come on next week.
Next week.
I've just realised I can't do next Wednesday, but we'll take that chat off air.
Okay. Do we want to play the name game?
Yeah, let's do that.
I've screenshotted it. Do you have it up, or do you need me to
send it? It's a very personal question. I can.
I'll send it to you.
That's all right. I'll find it.
I won't send it to you then. All right, so Spud, you know how the name game works.
You're familiar with
talking the first game that I played in?
We just get to choose which game, mate.
Oh,
so.
Fuck.
So, yeah, we started by doing your debut game.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to be too predictable, you know.
So what? How long ago? It's like, God, I don't even know when did I play my first game.
You debuted in the 14-15 2013 season.
I think it was the year we had
third grade.
Yeah, third grade.
Yeah. And you know, as you know, we've always said we're a bit of a different and funky, bit niche, this podcast. So I picked a very memorable game, though.
Oh, did you? The game we went with was the game we had 99.
Oh, fuck, okay.
Yeah. And you also wicket kept that day.
Did I? Yeah, okay. I remember taking a catch off you, didn't I?
First ball. First ball I bowled. That's right. Straight through to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember Stephen came down. That was his first game in the season.
Mate, you're helping him. Stop helping him.
Well, it's too late now. But you went straight into slips, and you're like, what am I doing here?
God, now I'm thinking. I'm like, fuck, who played that game?
Well,
give you the score. Phoenix won the toss and elected to bat. They proceeded to be restricted to 8 for 94.
I knew it was under 100.
And Kenwick in reply, 4 for 199.
Yeah.
That was a slow bowling inning, so I just blocked everything.
Yeah, it was painful.
Okay. I know you were playing, Matty.
Was I?
Yeah.
He was.
Well, Stephen was playing. Myself.
That's three.
I know Al was playing because Al was out there when I was batting with him and I got out.
Four.
Now's the question of who else is going to be playing.
Nice little niche opening pair there.
Yeah, good little pair. We should remind you, if one slip up and game's over, you can still keep guessing, but your score is
likely. Okay.
Gee, this is a good 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So what year was that?
1920.
1920.
Okay.
The infamous one-day C's year.
C's. Fuck. Who was playing back then? I'm trying to rack my brain here. Well, Thompson. Thompson playing? No.
No.
That's a silly guess.
Oh, Thompson wasn't playing.
One day sees.
Was captain in bloody fifth grade or something. He'd given up two-day cricket by then.
Okay. Go on, give me some clues. I'm trying to think.
At least one, two, three of them are still at the club.
Yeah.
At least another one after that played as late as last year.
Fuck, I'd do some bad things to get this 11 back.
Some of the guys.
Who played in the one-day C's year?
That's a good question, Kemp.
Mate.
That's the thing I'm trying to think.
We won a semi-final.
All right. Chatty.
One-day C's. No chance Chatty's playing one-day C's. Chatty,
come on. You are an idiot. Damn it, Tony.
I've got no idea, to be honest. I'm trying to rack my brain. I only remember L being out there and taking a catch off you. I'm trying to think who else would be.
Do you want to know the rest?
I'm going
to,
in batting order.
Yes.
Liam Gardner.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
Sean Ingram.
Chook was playing.
Yeah. He opened the batting with Liam.
Fuck, okay.
With 17, runnable 17. T. Wright, 99.
How did I convince you to bat at three?
D. Wallace, David Wallace.
Oh, young okay, Wally was playing, right, yeah.
Al Martin, Mitch Cox.
Oh.
Rightio, yeah.
Mitch. Connor Breed. Matthew Oscar Arrowsmith. Mr. Fix-It, Colin Smith.
Okay, Colin, yeah.
Ian Farman, Wyman Archibald.
Archie was playing back then, okay. Yeah,
and myself. And
yeah. You have to ask, what was the fifth grade team like that the week for us to get
that's
that
right,
or
whatever? That's what I'm thinking.
That's an elite team.
I reckon it was probably...
Did you have a look?
It was probably pretty good. What was the date of that game? Can you go back and tell me and I'll look it up?
Hold on. I only screenshot it, so I'd need to go and have a look.
It's round six. Oh, sorry, I'll do it.
1920, wasn't it?
The 16th of November. Let's have a look.
Oh, yep. The first day against Armidale, and Kenwick won outright.
Jesus. Colby Shocker, Aaron Atkinson, Matt Lockyer, Braden Lubke, Chris Chadwick, Satish Jadhav, Ryan Sherini, Daniel Atkinson, Jason Thompson, Tyler Sargent, and Dalton King.
There you go.
Fuck, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty handy 11.
I wonder what was in that East team that week. That's what I'm interested in. And that East team also made finals that year.
Murray Williams.
It probably would have been Murray Williams. What did you say? 16th of November. Kenwick defeated Coburn, making 5 for 187. And it included Jeremy Ludlow at the top of the order with 56. Deshaun Rogovarchi with 39. Murray Williams coming in at number 3 with a run. Drew Shepherd out for a duck at 4. Hayden Arducci out for a duck at 5. Jordan Kelly, 43 not out. Connor McDermott, 16 not out. Then in the back end, you got John Safiotti, Jake Lockyer, Dave Bentley, and
Shehan Mendes. Wow. What are you doing down there, Package?
There was just a patch there where we just had too many good bowlers, and Shehan would just be the one that just wouldn't be able to break in. Back in the, and Shehan would have to keep playing with the ease.
How times have changed, eh, Package?
Now he's the captain of our top team. And he's still not very good, but you know.
Time and a place, man.
Nah, you know what that prick will do this week? He'll ensure that I can't win the batting average against him, because I could go out there and make 40 not out, and he will just be like, sorry, boys, I'm batting 11 this week. I'm not going out there.
Well, his season stats, 185, runs, 15.42.
Yeah, I'd need a miracle. I don't even know how much I'd have to make. I got out for three on the weekend. Three? Something like that. It was actually, I got this short ball, and there was one guy on the leg side, and I went, oh, this one I can hit. And I actually middled it straight at the fielder. And I was like,
picked him out.
Fucking hell.
You have 32 runs at an average of 6.4.
Come on. What would I need? Can anyone do the maths on that?
He's got 150 runs on, yeah?
Yeah, but average. So if I got not out, let's say I made 40 not out, would it be enough?
Looks like you've gotten out five times.
Okay.
So five times 19. What's that? 95? So you need to score like 63 not.
Look.
And he doesn't bat or gets a duck.
Have stranger things happened?
Your high score for the year is 8.
It was a good 8, I tell you. It really wasn't. We'd already lost the game and we were just running singles to deep fielders. Look, maybe I'll open this week and I'll say, boys, I'm going from ball one.
Hey, I think that's the way to go, Matty.
I can ball
Give
one.
Give yourself a chance.
I'm just going to advance.
Not to be confused with bar one.
Well, we do need 230, so you're in with a chance.
And if I get out early, does it really matter? I'm usually about 11. We're essentially still none down.
That's right.
And if I get away and get a quick 10, well, cash it in, baby.
You need 60, though.
Yeah, but I care about the team, Tony.
You needed 63 red.
Shit, so can I retire, not out?
Oh, a bit of Thornley stuff, though. One of those blokes.
Yeah, but no one will question it on that day. All right, you've got how many questions? A lot, right?
20 to 30. Yep, 20 to 30, Jesus. For sure.
So we're going to do what we did last week. So you ask the questions and I ask my own personal questions. And I've got a few audio sort of games we're going to play throughout the time we're here. So so if you had a few audio questions, like might be, you know, who's this voice or what happens next?
I'm good with voices, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll try to make this flow as much as possible, but this is going to be a roller coaster.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you, when I do the audio stuff, they might be sport related, they might not be. It could be anything. It could be a little bit of everything, you know? I'm sure
Daniel Jackson's got a few questions.
He did write in. I'm going to start with Lewis Walden and Pat Carpenter.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Lewis said, how did he get the nickname Spud? Yep. And Patty said, where did the Spud nickname come from?
Okay, well, the nickname comes from the great sheep.
Was it sheep who started it?
Yeah, it was sheep that got started because he got me down to the club.
Yeah,
and everyone was calling me Righty.
That really is one of sheep's probably only good things to do for the club. Probably his number one thing.
He's done a couple of things.
So yeah, it was Righty for a while, and then it was then it turned into Galati for Tony Galati, and that went on for a bit, and then they said, oh, let's start calling him Spud. And so, yeah, and then it was Spud Shed. So Tony Galati, then Spud Shed. So, yeah, it's all Spud from there.
Fair enough. Let's say we're playing this weekend and it comes down to the last ball and we need 5 runs to win. Mm-hmm. Who do you want out there from Kenwick to try and hit the 6?
To hit the 6?
Yeah. Besides yourself.
I'd say Benny.
Benny Howard.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon Benny. He knows how to hit a ball.
He does. That's a good shout. Yeah. Don't mind that.
That's a good shout. David Wallace writes in.
Oh, wow.
I said, hey, mate, do you have any questions for Spud? He said, ah, yes, the man with bucket hands. What was the most impactful catch that you took for the club and where did you land after taking it?
I don't know who we were playing, but I remember fielding at mid-wicket one time, and I don't know if it was off Chetty's bowling, but someone's actually crunched it, and I remember flying up one-handed, jump in the air, stuck the hand out, and it just landed in the middle of the palm and fell down, and I thought, fuck, I've actually caught it. I couldn't believe it, you know, so that was one of my most memorable, I reckon. But Yeah, I think I've taken a few on the boundary. I know some some serious running and diving catches out there. I know some off Matty. But
I do enjoy when they literally just hit it straight to you and you're standing under them like, well, this is ours.
Yeah. they're the ones that are the easy ones, Matty. Yeah. But I think, I think the enclosed mid-wicket one was seriously memorable.
Yeah, very nice. All right, I'm gonna jump to an audio question. So we'll let Spud try and answer it first, and if Spud can answer it, you can have a go, Stephen. So first of all, I'm just going to play a bit of audio, and then after I play the audio, you've got to tell me whose voice you think it is, okay?
Say, oh, that works, or have you ever thought of trying this? Well, I say never, not never, but it might be more than once a summer. He might just say, going very well.
Brad, sing the next boy. Don't listen to that. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, play it again.
Right. Say, oh, don't that works, or have you ever thought of trying this? Well, I say never, not never, but it might be more than once a summer. He might just say, going very well.
Pretty confident I know who that is.
Obviously, he's a Pom.
Mm-hmm.
don't
have a stab.
I'm trying to think who. David Gower?
That's incorrect. Stephen, do you know who it is?
I can't remember which county he played for, but I'm pretty sure that's Mark Nicholas.
That is Mark Nicholas.
Oh, well done, Cam.
Very impressive. All right, back to you, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthew. Paddy Carpenter, his second and final question, he said to me, bit of a comment and a question, he said, Spud always seems to have a quality selection of sunnies. Does he have any recommendations?
Well, I always used to go with the Oakleys, the frog skins, and it's got to be iridium too. You know, you got to have a bit of reflective material, put the opposition off a little bit. I've always gone with Oakleys for sunnies. But then I did go a cheap pair when I busted my sunnies, so I'll say I'll wear a cheap pair if I have to, but it's got to be Oakley's.
Some servo speed dealer stuff,
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Should we do another audio question? Yeah,
sure.
We will.
Yeah, okay. Sure, mate.
This one, I'm going to play you the start of a song, and you got to tell me what you think that song is after I played it, okay?
You're playing bloody like pop shit, Matty.
Yeah, I know.
What are you trying to do to me?
You love that song.
Oh,
anything to do with Matty, you really need to delve into the psyche of the man. You need to have a very deep understanding of the trouble that
lives. I need to live at a radio station. I might be into it. I've heard the song. I know the riff, but I couldn't tell you what the song is.
All right. You know, Stephen.
Yeah, it's Party in the USA.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, there you go. That's impressive. Yeah. I'm impressed with that, Stephen. You're too from
Ireland. And I've spent too long with this man.
Yeah, that's right.
It's unbelievable. Well done.
Damon Tiernan writes in. He wants to know, what were the 80s like?
Oh, Damo, that's harsh. You know, I was only a youngster, mate. Like, I did grow up in Perth, though. So, like running across the road. No worries in the world. No houses across the road. Big ass pit of dirt. It was good fun. And we're riding the pushy around Forestfield. When it was a shithole of a suburb, even though it's still a shithole, but it was there's a few more houses and it's a bit more upmarket now, but yeah, it was good.
Fair enough. When are we going out night climbing together, you and me, Tony?
You have to book it in, Matty, alright? So it's got to be a weekend when I don't have the kids, and then we can really go out and do something, alright?
Camp you in?
I mean, if Spud's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll call the other boys too. I'm sure Tom will be down.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, Tom, you need to get down.
That you, Stephen.
Daniel Jackson writes in.
Oh, here we go.
He asks, how can he crush his kids at bowling on Nintendo Wii if he has a bad neck/shoulder caused by Nintendo Wii?
You know what, Jackson, I actually played it and I thought, fuck, I better stop now because I'm going to get another back injury. So, yeah, don't worry. I'm feeling it now. All the kids were complaining of a sore arm on Monday. So, yeah, I played about half a dozen games and that was it. But, yeah, I that first game that you saw on Facebook was my first game. I got a 9-9 on the first frame, and then the
were
rest
you nervous?
Was I nervous about playing?
About hurting yourself?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely nervous. I was literally just flicking my wrist. I wasn't moving my whole body when I was bowling. So, yeah, Yeah, it worked out all right. Absolutely whipped him.
We'll go to another audio question here. Which one do I want to go with? Yeah, okay. Let's see if you know whose voice this is.
Yeah, I guess I'm swimming with sharks. I did swim with tiger sharks out in Hawaii, and I love the people that I went with, but they invited me to go free diving with great white sharks, and I was like, why not? Why do that?
Any ideas?
Free dive? I don't know. Andy Irons? Like, who the fuck's going free diving with sharks, mate? Like, and who's a yank? I'm like, come on. Look, where are you pulling these audio questions from, Matty?
He was just speaking about on Jimmy Fallon tonight. And I went, that'll do.
Oh, and Jesus.
I would have thought you would have got that, but disappointed. I don't know who Andy Irons is. Steve, do you know?
Who Andy Irons is? No.
Do you know the answer?
An absolute champion surfer, mate.
Oh. Lane Beachley stuff.
Oh, yeah, Irons, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense. I really don't know. I'll take a stab and I'll say Seth Green.
Seth Green, don't know who that is. it was, because one of your favourite movies, it was Zac Efron from High School Musical.
Oh, of course,
yeah.
Yeah,
I know you.
Yeah, really. Fuck, I should have known. The missus would have known because she's into Zac.
Yeah, Zac's great. you're not a Zac fan?
No, Maddie.
Disappointing. Back to you, Steve.
I'm double your age, Matty. You remember that, all right?
Indeed, that question was. Ben Howard writes in.
Well, here we go, Benny.
The Kenwick cricketer, not the folk singer, Ben Howard. Can you ask how he handles the pressure of not only being the man of the family, but also being the man of the One Day Bees team?
I don't know about that, Benny. Mate, I just rock up and do what I can. There's nothing special about what I do, I tell you.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
Bit of meat and spud.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, another audio question. I'm going to play a bit of audio. Oh,
you're fucking Matty. You're really killing me here, mate.
You got to tell me who this is speaking. All right, are we ready?
Yuvraj Singh, the next ball hits me for six. Then the following ball, one, and I've got three balls to Sachin Tendulkar.
So do it again.
Yeah, I can play it again. Okay.
Yuvraj Singh, the next ball hits me for six. Then the following ball, one, and I've got three balls to Sachin Tendulkar.
Who the fuck's that? I'm trying to think of the bowlers, mate. Yuvraj.
Is West Australian.
Sachin. Is it Brad Hogg?
It is, well done.
I heard the voice, but I was trying to picture it.
Very good.
George Bradley.
Very good. So Stephen's got two right, you got one right, so
I'm always right.
I gave him the clue, it was West Australian.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't need to.
Well, we'll never know.
Anyway, back to you.
Anthony Fuderick writes in.
Woods.
G'day Spud, big fan. I hope to play more cricket with you in the future.
Hope so too, mate.
As the club's premier Jack Rewalt lookalike, do you think you can sing Mr. Brightside better than Brandon Flowers, the singer from The Killers?
Mate.
And how drunk would you have to be to take the microphone from him during the AFL Grand Final post-game celebration?
Probably not very drunk, to be honest. I saw The Killers at Big Day Out, and I was definitely screaming when Mr. Brightside was on. So I'd be happy to jump up there and take over from Jack, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's say... let's say we scrape into the finals.
Yes.
And we're playing against, let's say...
Perth Tamil would be the opposition.
Yeah, let's say Tamil in the grand final.
Yeah, and
well, actually, no, we'd play them in the semi if we're sneaking a fourth, so we'll knock them out. And then whoever we play in the grand final. And I come up to you and I go, Spud, I'm just feeling the pressure and I'm in tears and stuff. I'm like, I can't do it. Like, can you play a song to pump up the boys? And what song do you reckon you'd go with?
I don't mind Muse.
Nice.
So, some Black Hole Revelations, maybe.
Okay.
I
thought you would have gone Party in the USA. But fair enough.
Don't know that song, remember, maybe?
Fair enough.
Yeah, so, yeah, I like Muse.
All right, very nice.
The Absolution album?
Yes, definitely.
Banger.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking cracker.
Yeah, good band to watch live, too. Seen him a couple of times.
Matthew Bellamy. Yeah, absolutely. Shahan Mendes writes in, as we alluded to before, well, actually, maybe we haven't alluded to it. Spud pretty good with a nickname himself. handing out nicknames.
Yeah.
So Shehan wants to know, can you please get him to make nicknames for people that don't currently have them? For example, Angad, Paddy, Rav, or Morgan.
Morgan has a nickname. He's Franco.
Yeah, there's definitely a chance. I think
Angad would be a great start, or Paddy, or Rav.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Paddy. I'm thinking of patting something. Patting a pet.
His last name's Carpenter, if that helps.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah, so it's got to be something along the lines of patting something.
I'll start calling him Postman Pat.
Yeah, well, that Postman, yeah, that's all right. But yeah, it's got to be something along the line. I'm thinking patting something, so patting an animal, pat the dog, something like that, you know? It's got to be along the lines of that. I don't want to say Patricia, because that would be mean. But
start calling him Trish.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Trish. You know, like, that's how you got to work it. It's got to be a long line of things that it's got to be, you know, the seven parts of separation, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tenacious D.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Tenacious. He's a great guy, that one.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You can sit on that. Maybe have a think about that next training session you're at. You can just hit a few boys up.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Okay, I'm going to play you a piece of audio and then I'll ask you the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Mitchell Johnson, the quickest bowler, but in all the tactical challenges you've had for your technique as a batsman, who has provided the most?
So Mark Nicholas has asked Hashim Amla there, who's the toughest bowler he's faced. Who do you think it is?
Hashim Amla has faced... God...
Could be anyone.
Yeah, could be anyone.
I really...
Exactly.
...made it tough for you. But I just assume you would have seen that interview, so...
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I watch a lot of him when he's given interviews. What is this shit, Matthew? I haven't listened for a bit, and I'm like, fucking hell. Is this... Everyone's been getting those questions?
New. This is new.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks for trying it out on me. Well done, Matthew. Appreciate it.
It's fun. It's a bit different.
Getting spudgial treatment.
Yeah, it's like, fucking hell. I don't know. Mitchell Johnson.
Well, I said I was the quickest, but not the best. But sure, good try.
I feel like it's someone obscure.
If you get it, I'll be impressed, Stephen. I'd be really impressed.
I feel like it's someone obscure. I'm going to say Murali, even though it's probably wrong.
Murali? Okay, I'll play the answer.
For me, it was Mohammad Asif.
Mohammad Asif, that's right.
Beautiful. I felt he was just a magician with the ball.
I know you're a big Mohammad Asif fan.
Of course.
Is he out of joke?
It was the first guy I thought of, but then I thought, no, it's got to be someone else.
See, you were nearly going to go Asif. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, Stephen, back to you.
Friend of the show, Sean Ingram writes in.
Hey, Chuck.
He says, hello, Tony. What are your fondest memories of the 2017-18 season, or the one-day A season, as you might remember it?
I always come back to when you guys were all at Kwinana. And you guys got your nicknames from there, and we were just...
Wasn't it Kwinana?
Yeah, down
at Kwinana. No, it was at Champion Lakes.
No, we were at Kwinana when I first gave him the...
It wasn't. It was Champion Lakes. Sure? I was there.
Mate, he's telling the story.
Oh, I just know where it was.
Well, I know that... I know that every game, we were just shit.
You were good up till Christmas.
Yeah, we were. But we just tailed away a little bit, I think. I just remember we just... had no chance of winning games. And I felt like I was captaining. And I thought, what am I even doing here captaining? Why am I bothering with this? I couldn't rally the troops well enough to get over the line, you know, each week. So it was a tough gig.
I don't think there were troops after Christmas, to be fair.
That's very true. I think that was when we just gave up.
Yeah, it was a rough run for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't my most enjoyable time at Kenwick, I tell you that much.
I remember in that same game, because we lost, you gave Gooch a bowl, and I think four of the balls went into the car park.
Fucking hell.
Bowling is off spin. It wasn't...
It was burning.
Pretty. Yeah, it was like, we'll just give everyone a go.
Yeah.
Start at the top and work through them.
Yep. All right, let's go to this one. Another audio question that I've got here. Two more audio questions.
Come on, Matthew, fucking hell.
So I'm going to play you a bit of audio, and then you got to tell me what happened next, okay?
Oh, yeah.
didn't sound very good.
That didn't sound very good. It was just crowd noise.
Oh, well, work it
the
out.
The crowd went wild. Is that what happened next?
Work it out.
Play it again, Matty. One more time.
I don't know if it's going to be any better, but...
I can hear Ponting commentating.
Yeah.
Six to win. They got out. Whoever's batting got out.
Do you want to have a stab soon before bold. I play the audio as well?
Sounded like Howie.
Arthur is punter.
Oh, I reckon that is Travis Head on like New Year's Eve and hits the six to get his 100 in the win.
Let's play it and find out.
Oh, Owen Morgan for the thunder.
And Spud, the crowd did go wild. You're correct. Well done. Well, good job.
Yeah.
Two all. Yep, that was correct.
That was hopeless.
Quality audio.
Couldn't even hear that.
I think it would have sounded better if we had the headphones on. But
perhaps.
Yeah, it didn't sound good out of there.
The headphones on the desk just doesn't cut that it,
doesn't do the job. But oh well, it was fun though, wasn't it?
It's definitely. You made my night with those questions. Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
Sean Ingram concludes.
Mm-hmm.
He says, please note this wasn't the premiership season, in respect to the last question, but also, what are his memories from winning the one-day A's flag in 2016-17?
Is that the one we were down at Madding, Southern River?
So he remembers it well, because no, it was against Cannington.
Oh, that was the Cannington one, was it? Probably... Well, that was the year you got your hattie, is it? Yeah. I remember running in like an idiot when you got your hat trick. I don't remember scoring any runs. I think I was there at the end. I don't think I scored many runs that day.
Tony set the record straight. Was the hat trick out, in your opinion?
Oh, fuck oath, it was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, I ran in with a definite out, yeah. There was no hesitation.
It's about 5 other blokes ago. It wasn't out.
Yeah. Nah, definitely out.
I'm popping his finger up.
But yeah, exactly. Like, once the umpy's put his finger up, mate, that's it.
He smashed it, right, Kent?
Yeah, belted the skin off it.
Yeah.
Mate, the vegans were protesting at the leather being abused.
And one good thing is I'm glad we got it on camera. That was the good part about it.
Since lost the footage, unfortunately.
It'd be somewhere in my messages.
Isn't it on Facebook?
Oh, the very last ball, yeah, we have that. But the whole game, I had the whole game on USB. Unfortunately, the file's corrupted.
Oh, beautiful.
I watched it too many times.
Love technology. Yeah.
All right, back to me. All right. If you had to pick one Kenwick player to take with you to a deserted island, who would you take?
I'd say someone that's going to be able to help us survive.
Mm.
Definitely going to be Chadwick.
Chadwick gets
in
a lot. It's always a Chadwick kind of breed, you know, sort of vibe.
Thompson.
We could try and do some kind of special like craft and get off the island.
Yeah. I feel
arts
like
and if, crafts?
I said Chaddy as well. I feel like if I took kind of breed though, he'd be like, you sit here, I'm gonna swim to the other side of like the ocean and I'll be back with a helicopter.
Yeah, that's right.
Feel like I'd be pretty safe with
depends Connor. On how wide the ocean is, but I'm sure Connor would make it anyway.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
He paddled to Rottnest on the weekend or something.
Just for fun.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he couldn't play.
His arms were too sore, right?
Oh, he was wild. I don't know.
Fuck, there's a lot of levels to that.
Yeah. Back to you, Steve.
This question is from Anonymous. The question is, can you please ask him how big his penis is? And before he answers, say, must be nice.
Okay, I'd let the missus tell you, mate, but I don't want to say too much, you know? Embarrass you guys in here. Jesus. You know, you guys are pretty young, you know? These old fellas, when you get the old fella out, the missus knows all about it.
Oh, wow. All right. Bang! We'll go with the last audio question. Again, I'm going to play you a piece of audio, and then you got to tell me what happened next.
As long as there's no crowd involved.
There could be. It might not be good again, but we'll find out together, all right?
It's two balls to go on this over. Well, that's it. I mean, I think Kumble's just got to hope that he can handle these last two, and then he's got to look after it from then on. So a little conference, we're playing, going up to his house and saying, well played. He probably also said to kick it in the front foot.
That audio was much better.
Much better. Could definitely hear that one.
Yeah. But has it, hearing it, been able to help you?
I reckon there's a... I don't know what game it is, but I'm thinking there's a leggy on. It's got to be. And I'm thinking Warnie's bowling. I'll say he's caught at mid-wicket.
Okay. Do you want to say, do you know, Stephen, or do you think you know?
So it's the 2007-08 series against India at the SCG. Michael Clarke is about to take his third wicket in an over or some shit. He gets Ishant Sharma caught at slip. Ishant stands his ground. The game's fine. Over. It's the monkey gate test.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Kemp, Jesus Christ.
Well, let's listen, just make sure that he is correct, because I do have the audio.
Kemp's cheating.
Close, bud. You're close.
To be fair, I think he and I had some Uber Eats like a week or two ago, and we watched the classic of this.
No, we did not.
You sure?
If we did it, definitely wasn't a week or two ago. It would have been months ago.
I don't have the time to sit back and watch all these replays.
I mean, no. I mean, like, people who follow cricket would just know that.
I'm an uffie.
Yeah, me too. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry, son.
Yeah, it's okay. Right? I understand, Matty.
All right, next time I'll play. Like your Rent to Kill opening theme, say, what company is this?
Do they have adverts
on TV?
No, they don't. They don't need to, mate.
They got him.
Yeah.
Chris Chadwick writes in.
Hey, Chaddy.
Can you please ask him how he remembers all his kids' names?
Yeah, well, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, mate, you know? little 5. No, they're all little shits, to be honest. So yeah, it's a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming, not necessarily calling by the names, but yeah, it's all good fun. You'll get there one day, Chaddy.
Young Ashton's getting pretty tall now. Not a little shit.
He's nearly as tall as I am now. So yeah.
Is it time for him to come back to cricket?
I don't think Ashton's ever going to come back to cricket. He's doing his karate. That's fine, mate. He's definitely not a sportsman.
Mate, we saw some real talent in that year. He played T20 Blast.
Did you?
Well, you did. Yeah. We're working with him.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he wants to play football again, but
oh, really?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Long ball, right?
Keep to the karate, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'll beat me up.
He'll just kick your ass. Yeah.
All right. If you were to, if there was a movie about you, who do you think would play you? Or could? I get George Clooney vibes.
Ooh.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
I always like if I was black, I suppose it'd be Wesley Snipes. he's a man machine, you know. I like that guy.
Yeah.
So big I'd like Wesley to play.
Big Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
So you want Wesley to play? Huh?
Yeah.
That'd okay. Be great.
It's a different take on the question.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
People are gonna be so confused.
Yeah.
Snipes. And that's Spud saying I don't see colour.
That's exactly right.
And neither should you.
It's nothing wrong with seeing colour. It's how you react to it.
Exactly.
Chris Chadwick writes in. Can you please ask him when the XR650 is making its return?
Chaddy, it's still in the shed, mate. Getting it out is really difficult. I want to get it out, and I'd like to go for a ride on it, yes, but it's sitting there idle at the moment. Needs a good service. Maybe I'll give it to you, and you can do that for me, Chaddy.
Bit of spare time on his hands.
Yeah, he's got plenty, mate.
Back to me. Now, your back was getting slightly better, and then he dragged you in an indoor cricket game and ruined it.
Absolutely fucked it again, yep.
I wanted to know if you were making a Kenwick indoor side, six-a-side team.
Yes.
Who would you pick, and what would the batting order be?
Oh, the batting order be?
Yeah, so like, who would be in the first, second, and third pair?
Okay, well... I think I like Benny Howard in his form. Yeah.
And you can include yourself.
He can probably bat with Chadwick.
At the top.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strong opening pair.
Good opening pair. Six aside?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want Kemp in the team because for the keeping side of things and the in-swing. I probably wouldn't bat with Kemp, but I'd say who's going to bat with Kemp? Can we have old players too, or what?
Yeah, I'm no issue with that.
Okay, like I like Wally playing.
Oh, yeah. Like Wally.
Yeah, Wally with Kemp would be pretty good.
Nice.
And myself with who else is a decent bowler? Sheehan wouldn't be too bad in indoor, I reckon.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah,
he doesn't like playing it too much.
Yeah, he's not a big fan.
But he doesn't have to run far, so like, you know, you just nick it into the net and away you go for a single, easy. So yeah, I think those guys would be pretty good.
Is that a full six? So you'd be batting with Sheehan.
Yeah, I'd bat with Sheehan. Oh, yeah.
Good six.
That's a good six. We should have like a Kenwood cricket, like indoor cricket day.
Yeah, I don't see why that's not a bad thing.
We should have an indoor cricket team.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We used to.
Yeah. We almost won.
When we played at Guildford?
Yeah, that's right.
Our team name was Pork Hunts. like a, if a pig hunted, Pork Hunts.
Nice. We should get like four teams of six and play like a round robin day.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
Put it in the calendar. We'll make it happen.
Yep.
It's good exercise.
Get on it. Better Captain than going good training. Vibes.
Chatty concludes, can you please ask him when he's going to bat properly and bat right-handed?
All the good batsmen bat left-handed, Chatty. You should know that by now. Look at the Aussie team, mate. And me batting properly, it's... If you mean probably by just standing and hitting it, I'm already doing that, mate. All right? I don't play normal shots. You should know that by now.
Just a straightforward, direct question from me. Are you playing this week?
It's a 90% chance, Matty.
Oh, right? Look, that's that you're in. 90, I'm writing your name
90%
down.
Chance.
That's impermanent marker, brother. Okay. You're in.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
I'll just bat down the order again, all right?
Oh, it worked last time. As long as we keep wickets hand, throw you and Benny in when we're 15 overs to go. We're off.
I don't mind. Quick 30 is all good, you know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All at 72, you might be batting sooner than you think.
Not with me at the top. I'm going berserk.
Unless you, like, throw me in opener again, like I did before Christmas.
Well, look, I don't mind.
That worked.
Yeah. But things work, and then next week they don't work. True. So there's no point of sticking with any plan, because it never seems to work 2 weeks in a row.
Plan to have no plan.
Oh. Go ahead, Stephen.
Alistair Martin writes in.
G'day, Al.
He says, a hypothetical for you.
Here we go.
Is it a good idea to try and hit a six when on 99 and get caught on the boundary? Or should you push a single with six people on the boundary?
I knew this was going to come up, Al.
Did you know you were on 99?
No, I didn't know I was on 99. I had no idea I was on 99. And I do recall, Al, that you said to me, just push some singles, you know, you'll be right, just push a single. And then, yeah, I hooked it, or not hooked it, I just flicked it off the legs, and, yeah, unfortunately, the guys were standing right where I hit it to, and he was on the boundary. These things happen.
I also recall Stephen probably about 30 seconds before I got up and got the camera ready.
Delete that quite quickly, I'm sure. I didn't worry about it. It was like 99, yeah, so be it.
My distinct memory of
that. Yeah, we were all more upset than you.
Yeah.
I just, fuck! And then you come off and you're like, oh, well. Yeah. Win some, you lose some. And I'm
that's right.
I'm like,
fuck up, Spud.
Yeah, must be fucking nice hitting 90s like you're going out of fashion.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Al. I should have hit a single. I should have listened to your advice. You're a wiser man than me.
Bloody hell. All right, I'll go into the Stephen's favourite question. So if you're at home, and you're like, oh, I'm going to cook a bit of a stir fry, you know?
Yeah.
Are you going to go with rice or with noodles?
I'm definitely going with noodles, Matty.
Okay.
Definitely noodles. Rice can get fucked.
Rice can get fucked? Yeah. Bang. Not a rice man.
No, well, we have a lot of rice at home.
Yep, but you're not a fan.
But I'd much rather noodles.
You'd rather noodles.
Hokkien noodles any day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever just maybe boil some rice and just, you know, have a bit of soy sauce?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Fair enough. Yeah, if I can get away with not eating rice, I will.
Okay.
I'll just eat straight curry with no rice if I have to.
So you wouldn't go really? To a Chinese shop and get like special fried rice?
No.
As your first option?
No.
Would you have some? I'll
eat
it
with, if I eat a little bit with stuff, sure. But yeah, if I can avoid rice, I'll do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's controversial.
Yep.
Controversial, that's just the way to go.
Ken. Love rice, man. Rice and curry.
Yeah.
Back to you, Steve.
Friend of the show, Cameron Wiss writes in.
Hey, Wiss.
Given the toilet paper shortages that we've been experiencing over the last couple of years, is the fire at your store going to cause some supply shortages, or will you just bring some from home to sell by the roll to ensure that feeling of safety in our lives that we crave in these unprecedented times?
Which store are you talking about, Wiz? I don't know if you're talking about Ellenbrook or Belmont or what, because... Yeah, I don't recall.
Mate, Spudshed. It was a Spudshed on fire.
Oh, that's right. Last week it was a young girl set someone on fire. That's right. Now I recall.
One of the stores was on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Just for you, Wes, I've got a pallet at home, all right? Just to keep you happy.
Bloke has so many stores, he can't even keep track of them.
Yeah.
Have you moved Woolworths now for your baking? Or what?
No, Spudshed, mate. Yeah.
No, but I'm...
There's a bakery at Spudshed,
oh,
too.
Oh, right. But have you moved now? Like,
yes.
Bakeries?
Yes.
Wow. Did Wiss win his one-day final?
They didn't.
Maybe she stayed at Kenwick, hey, Wiss? Maybe she stayed at Kenwick.
Oh, fuck, he bowled very well.
At least he made one.
Kenwick won the fourth grade one-day final.
No, I'm talking about for us, as in bees.
You can only have one for... whatever. You know?
Sounds like excuses to me.
Wiss, you're at the wrong club, mate.
Cameron Wiss concludes... Can you please ask him if he feel like he's been underbowled throughout his career?
I probably wouldn't say I've been underbowled. Probably bowled at the wrong times. But I'm not much of a performer when it comes to bowling because after a few overs I'm knackered with. So I'd say I've been bowled probably the right amount.
I remember even the Cannington game. I think you bowled four and I came up to you and you looked absolutely rooted. And I was like, you're good? You're like, yeah. I'm like, you have a rest, good stuff. Got the wicket.
Yeah, that's right.
Ben Howard could catch off that
first ball, but then he dropped one as well.
Did he? Oh, yeah. That was a tough one, though. It was a tough one.
Yeah. I would have taken it.
Would you?
Probably. And
you dropped the...
I know, I dropped that on the last wicket. I couldn't believe that.
You had it the whole time, too.
I dived for it, and then, on the downward roll, it popped out.
We all celebrated, and then...
I was almost celebrating, but yeah, with my face in the ground, I couldn't do too much.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you have a favourite Kenwick innings that you've played for the club? Obviously, the 99 was your highest, but I assume you've had probably more important innings that you've played for the club over your time.
I think I had a couple of 50s in a row that... Actually, I remember, I think it was down in Hamilton Hill. I think we had a 60-odd where the guys were in trouble a little. That's probably one of the first seasons.
I think there's been a couple of games I can... I remember... There was one 2 or 3 years ago. I remember you made like 40 at Hilton and put on a partnership with Chook, and you came off and said to me, he goes, that's the most restraint I've ever had to play in an innings, to not just try and swing every ball.
I remember like the one down, I think it was against SJ Blues when we were needing to get into the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of just stodged it out a bit I think I ended up with 40 odd and we ended up winning. I think that was a pretty important innings. And probably the one that gutted me the most was the grand final when I was trying to stay out there, and I think it was me and Sherini left at the end. And
what, did you need two or three?
We needed three to win, and I got bowled. That was pretty shit. So that wasn't the best, but I think the semi for SJ was probably the most important.
Yeah,
it was the last game of the year, and we needed to win that to get into the finals. I remember it well. You and I batted for a very long time together.
Yeah,
who did you guys beat in the semi? After that, because I know you played SJ, and was it Mannington? I think you went to Mannington and dicked them. Yeah. Because I remember, I actually do remember now, because you were sitting there and we were cruising, and you said, and you went and said, I'll fucking put these fucking pads on, I've fucking had enough. And you went out and then stodged for like three overs and got us over the line.
Yeah, me and Steve Ledger having chats.
Yeah. Chats Ledger, I remember that guy.
Old Sledgy.
Have you seen his season?
Yeah, he's going off at Forest.
He's made 500 plus runs.
What?
Best of luck to him.
Kemp was like...
Is that the same
guy? Tomo was pissed. He was going, this bloke's useless. It's a joke. This is fucked.
Wasn't he the one sitting in his car at, like, over the fence down in Mannington?
Yeah.
And it was like something about his mum was there or something?
Oh, yeah. No, I sledged him in front of his mum. Also, I'm sorry, you raised the dickhead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. He was an absolute knob.
Yeah, he gave me everything under the sun. Oh, well. Ravindu Gunaratne writes in. He says, can you please ask Spud who his biggest celebrity crush is?
Oh, okay. I like Dua Lipa, I suppose.
Oh yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Good shout.
Good tunes.
Good tunes. Yeah. Real good tunes.
So yeah.
Dua Lipa and a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
If you were to form a Kenwick boy band with yourself and three others, who would you choose?
Far out. I think you got to be in it, Matty. Oh, your love of music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a weird boy band to start with. Yeah. So I'm just looking for another two.
What about the Jones twins? Those two get the girls down there, mate, you know?
What would we be called?
What would we be called?
Spud and the Boys.
Yeah. Spudniks.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Back to you, Kemp.
Rav has a second and final question. It's very similar to Ian's first question, so I'll ask them back to back. Rav says, ask him which animal he thinks he most resembles and the three reasons why he thinks it is that specific animal. Ian Archibald said, please ask him, if you were to compare yourself to any animal, what would it be and why?
God, you guys ask some bizarre questions.
Rav also said hee hee at the end of his question.
I'd be saying gazelle.
Gazelle?
Yeah.
What?
I said horse.
It's got to be something albino. So I'm white as a ghost. So, an albino tiger.
Oh,
there you go. Okay.
Very nice. Yeah.
And why?
Quite quick across the ground, I suppose.
Yeah.
I like to attack things. I get a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
If things don't go my way, look out. So yeah, and I'll take you down.
Yep, very nice.
Bang.
Interesting. If we were making a Space Jam the movie but a cricket version,
okay.
which
Spud Jam
which like international cricketer, past or present, would you choose to be like the Michael Jordan? We've asked this question before, but not for a few weeks.
The Michael Jordan?
Like the superstar of the film.
I like Wazzy Macram.
Wazzy Macram?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I like that.
Because he'd know how to fucking party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's like a superpower himself, you know. Yep. So, yeah, you know, Speed King.
Sultan of Swing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, not nice. A bad shout.
Stephen, back to you.
Ian's second and final question. If you were to be given a red button and every time you press it, you would receive $100,000. But the punishment would be that a random person would die. How many times are you hitting that button?
Well, if it's a random person anywhere in the world, I'm hitting it 30 or 40 times, mate.
I mean, if it's at random, it could also be, you know, your child or your family or your beloved brethren at the KCC.
But the chances are in 8 billion that you're in 30 times that you're hitting your own child, it's pretty unrealistic.
Interesting.
Mm.
So you're copping $3 million for maybe a dead child, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, like let me think about this a bit longer. yeah, okay. It's what, 100 grand per press, is it?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it. I'll go 5.
Yeah, I was going to say far less adventurous.
Yeah. Half a million, you never know.
Interesting. I have a question here that Steve sent me from Tyler Sigert. He wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does he miss batting like Peter Handscomb in the floppy wide brim hat?
Well, I do love batting, but yeah, having to wear a helmet every game is pretty shit.
Yeah.
Makes you sweat.
Yeah, but you looked good in the wide brim. That was the main thing.
That's right. You know, the grill across your face is annoying. You know, if I could get away with it and not be given out straight away, I'd do it. But, yeah, bring back the wide brim. Take that rule away that we don't need to wear a helmet.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Back to you, Stephen.
Hayden Narducci writes in.
Hey, Gooch.
From somewhere near South Yarra, I believe. In Melbourne, he says, amongst your greatest games,
mm-hmm.
Where would the One Day A's game against Champion Lakes, where you anointed a 16-year-old Sean Ingram, Chook, and a 16-year-old Hayden Narducci, Gooch, rank, especially given the long-lasting effects of the day?
It's one of the worst games, I suppose, but getting you guys down to the club was probably a bonus. I think we've got some good guys out of that. You know, you're part of the crew, so I think it ranks pretty highly, even though we were in a losing team.
I mean, it could have been different, because all I remember was that we only made 95, but Lewis Walton hit four of those champion late floats on the toe in front of middle and just kept giving not out. And Lewis, I've never seen Lewis blow up like that, but he lost it.
Lewis blown up a few times, I think.
I haven't seen it like that. He was just like, is his foot made of fucking wood? I've had enough of this bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that's them in general, isn't it? Cheating dogs.
Pretty much. I have a question here from Brian Lumpke. Hey, mate, I'd love to know the total number of catches you dropped in your career. We know about one, which was recently. Other than that...
Totally my career that I've dropped. I've dropped a couple of sitters, but no, since at Kenwick, I don't think I've dropped too many.
I reckon it'd be under five.
Yeah, I reckon less than 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, between 5 and 10, I reckon.
Well, he wouldn't believe me about the catch you dropped in the Cannington game. He said I was lying.
Yeah.
I actually told him I'd get lawyers onto him for slander.
I don't know. I just dived out, hands there, got hands to it, and just as I hit the ground, popped out. I was out of practice, maybe, you know, not being in the team for a while.
I blame Cannington.
Really?
Yeah, not you.
They were cheating. That's probably why.
Yeah, they put something under you. Like,
yeah.
They yelled, like, as you fell to the ground.
It was the ground. I think it was the ground.
Yeah, dodgy Cannington turf.
That's right.
And not the players, the turf. Hayden concludes, who has bigger man hands, you or Jason Thompson?
I don't know. I've never compared hands with Thompson, to be honest. Tomo's a big guy, so I couldn't tell you who's got bigger hands. I'd say my hands are pretty large, so I'll say me, all right? Next time I'll compare it for you, Gooch, and let you know. I'll say I've got bigger man hands.
Fair enough. Now, a question I asked last week, and I'm going to ask it again. So let's say you're working in a fruit and vegetable store, all right? A person comes up to you and asks you, where's the celery, okay? Now, you have a choice here. You have to turn around and punch them in the mouth, okay?
Yes.
Which means that you'll go to jail for 3 years. Or you don't punch in the mouth and be a good, respectable, obviously, shop assistant.
Yes.
But your youngest child will get kidnapped and held hostage for 10 years and then returned to you. Which one are you going to do?
I'm punching the guy in the mouth, for sure.
Fair enough.
The guy's copping it, unfortunately. Over celery, it's a bit unusual, but hey, he's still going to cop it. If my kid's getting kidnapped and not sent him for 10 years, he's getting
a... So you're going to jail for three?
Yeah, I'll take the jail.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A weird question, mate.
I thought it was a good one.
Fucking hell.
Back to you, Stephen. Are you done?
I'm done with your fucking celery issues.
And I'll keep asking it.
I've got a few questions from Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Anonymous wants to know, do you listen to the KCC podcast regularly? And if yes, which is your favourite episode so far?
I listened last year a fair bit, doing a lot of trips up north and that. I've only listened to sort of...
So what you're saying is you're disappointed with the content this year. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay, boys, I'll give you that. Well, these questions, the audio questions, you know, I don't think that's working.
Well, that's new, mate, so how about you shut your mouth and answer the question?
How about you take a bit of constructive criticism on the chin, mate?
How about you shut up or I'll fight you?
Well, guess what, brother? Where's the fucking celery?
Oh, I don't have any here.
Well, I'll go you then.
I remember Chook's episode. That was quite good. I was coming back from...
That was this year.
No, that was the start of this year, wasn't it? Yeah. I was driving back from... it was like out in the wheat belt somewhere, past Northam. And I was driving back through the hills listening to that.
Did you hear how sloshed he sounded in like the second half of it?
Yeah, that's not surprising, being here with you two. I did like Chook's episode.
Nice. That to me, isn't it? What about favourite movies? What's your sort?
Passenger 57.
Passenger 57, yeah. Straight up. Just bang.
Wesley Snipes, mate.
Oh, he's a Wesley Snipes man.
I used to love that movie. Watched it a shitload of times, though, when I was a kid.
Any other movies that come to mind that are up there for you?
Well, I didn't mind Avatar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The second one was okay.
Yep.
The Star Wars movies are good.
Mm-hmm.
You
Harry Potter man?
No, I'm definitely not a Harry Potter man.
It's upsetting.
My son likes Harry Potter.
So he should. I mean, he's a smart man. He's a smart man.
Indeed.
Smart man.
Indeed.
I'm a lot older than the Harry Potter series. That's the thing.
What about TV shows? Where are you?
TV, well, the series that I watched on Apple TV, Slow Horses, I liked.
Never heard of it, but...
Okay. You might be...
About nice. Horses Don't. That aren't very quick.
No, it's about spies.
In who?
Spies.
Oh, spies.
MI6 kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds... Oh, yeah. Oh.
So it was quite good.
So you said spiders. I was like, slow horses.
Excuse
spiders.
Yeah.
No, that sounds interesting. Yeah. I like a bit of action.
Yeah, the slow horses, mate. Have a look at that. Yeah, Apple TV.
Yep. What about all-time favourite TV shows? Do you have any?
All-time?
And what genres do you prefer?
Well, I like Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Love Seinfeld. Yeah. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I like Seinfeld. Yeah. God, some of the old dramas, I suppose. Like, when I was a youngster, I got into A Country Practice, shit like that. You know, like shit like that when I was a youngster. See, all those shows, mate, you don't even know about that shit.
I've heard of A Country Practice.
Yeah, mate, when I was a youngster, that was it. Everyone watched that.
Next, you're going to say Hey Dad.
No, I did like Hey Dad, but yeah, I didn't watch it a lot. Yeah, I suppose that, I think that's probably it.
Yep, nice.
Yeah.
Back to you, Steve.
Throw a curveball in for you, Matty.
Uh-huh. Your favourite memory of your time at the Kemet Cricket Club?
I think probably... favourite memory? Some of the grand finals. We've had some memorable grand finals. Just trying to think. I think the one down at Southern River, I do remember, when we absolutely dicked them. I remember the guys just absolutely tonking them all over the park. I'm lost for words, boys.
There's too many good times.
Yeah, I can't remember a single game I played.
Can't. I think it's getting late. No, I do remember down after one grand final, getting on the piss with the boys at Mills Park, and Jackson and me being very drunk and fucking around with the flag, taking photos.
Oh yeah, I've got those photos on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they're just like them with the flag. Well, they weren't that silly, but yeah, they were yeah, together.
The missus
the flag.
Was down there as well, so that was quite good. She was the only bird hanging around. So that was quite good.
Nice.
I think that's probably good.
Top three favourite Kenwick players to play with? If you had to pick three.
Three.
All the others get shot. They don't, but
Spud games.
So, top three. Well, Thompson's got to be one. He's a left-hander.
One.
Just going through left-handers.
Is Murray in the three?
Murray's definitely not in my thoughts. Definitely not in my thoughts.
It was close, though.
I always liked playing with Wally.
Two.
Wally was good fun.
Yep.
I've got to say you, Matthew.
On me? Yeah.
You keep things interesting.
I like it, thanks. So what, should we all get together and catch up, like all four of us?
If you want.
Me, you, Wally and...
Wally and Spud don't live that far apart from each other.
So we'll meet in, like, somewhere between Ellenbrook, Mouche and Beckenham. Where's the central point?
Hey, well, I'm in Hamilton Hill now, so I don't mind driving.
Yeah, clearly. Back to you, Stephen.
These are all anonymous questions. The team he hates the most in the competition, and I think that means the best rivalry, like which team gets you, like you do most look forward to playing and like wanting to beat?
I don't look forward to play them, but I hate them the most is Armahole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just, Armahole games are always, they're always a bunch of cunts. They always take forever to change fielding, change their field, so the games always run over, and that really pisses me off the most.
Yeah, it always, like, it always just, fuck it, we're always there till 6:30, and it's exactly. And once it reaches the evening, it's horrible in Armadale. The weather's shit.
Exactly right.
It's a horrible place to play.
And they're always cheats.
Yeah.
And the pitch is shit down there. So, yeah, it's got to be Armadale. Got to be Armadale.
What about you, Stephen?
Team I hate playing the most? Yeah. South Bertram.
Yeah, me too. They still hold a burning hate inside me. It's like, I'm glad they're kicked from the comp, but I also want them to be there so I can play them again and smash the fuck out of them because I hate them so much.
As long as you don't have to drive down there.
Yeah, that was a horrible place to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so was Quinana.
Yeah. There's a lot of horrible places to play. One of them being Mills One. Is it me or you?
I think it's you.
Me? Okay. Favourite flavour of soup?
Flavour of soup?
Yeah, if you had to pick one.
I don't know the last time I had soup. Yeah, I like pumpkin soup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pumpkin soup.
I'd probably go pumpkin or tomato.
My mum used to make a good pumpkin soup, so pumpkin soup's the way to go.
Yep, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Steve, back to you.
Favourite flavour of chip?
Oh, here we go.
Favourite type of chip flavour, and why?
Salt and vinegar.
It's
got to be salt and vinegar.
Good Tony. Good Tony. That's why I knew I liked you.
It's original, you know, like it's been around for decades. Bit of tang in it.
Yep. Bit of everything. Yeah. Something for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something for everyone in it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 100%.
Sorry, Cam.
There's three things. There's a potato, there's salt, and there's vinegar. There's not something for everyone. There's three things.
Yeah, and they're the base products, mate. They get the job done. All right? I'll have you know. Do you like seafood?
I do.
If you had to pick a favourite seafood, what would it be?
Prawns.
Prawns, nice. Yeah. You don't like seafood?
No, not a seafood guy.
Yeah.
I love prawns.
Yeah, prawns are quality.
Yeah, we used to do a Boxing Day thing every year and we'd get a kilo of prawns and just smash them for lunch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Back to you, Steve.
Probably the last one from me. Get your crystal ball out.
Mm-hmm.
What does the end of the season look like? How many flags have we got at the club?
How many flags have we got at the club after this year?
We've already got one.
Yeah, well, that included. Let's go for three, but it'd be a miracle.
The Bees pull off the miracle in late finals. If we win the flag from here, it'll be a great story to tell.
That's some Stephen Bradbury shit.
Yeah. Well, as long as our team's strong this week, batting side, you know, like, we'll be all right.
Yeah, but we still need results to go away. We could do everything right and still just miss.
Mate, you never know.
Exactly. And look, I'm not going to play because I'm going to drive to Carrigullen and cause some issues in that game. I'll rock up in a white shirt. I'll put some sort of facial hair on, maybe like a beanie. And I'll say I'm the official umpire. It's not going to go well for Wills.
When was the last time you saw an official umpire rock up in a beanie?
Never. But I need to try to conceal the face of it, you know. Maybe wear some big sunnies. Wear a nice clean white shirt, dress pants, dress shoes. Like, oh, we didn't have an umpire list. Oh, no, I've definitely got listed here as Wills and Rollies.
You are a rather inconspicuous looking character.
and then I'll be like, lads, and then Wills will be batting and ball, no appeal. It's probably out. Sorry.
You look better than that guy we had at Cannington the other week. My God. I don't know how he could be classed as an umpire.
But at least he knew the rules to watch.
Very true.
For anyone listening, I'm gonna tell you what the umpire did this week. I already told Tony when he got here.
Mm.
I told you, didn't I?
And I've relayed that to the umpire's advisor.
Yeah. I did put an umpire's report and put word for word what he told me. So we got a ball goes wide down the leg side. Batsman goes to hit it, gets a little edge through to the keeper. We go off. Batsman starts to walk, signals are wide, brings him back. And I'm like, okay. Then, I don't know, 7 overs later or something, same thing happens. Really wide down the leg side. Not a great ball, but he still reaches, edges it through to the keeper, out celebrate, nut wide. Like, Tomo's not happy. I'm not happy. No one's happy. Anyway, at halftime, like, drinks break, I see him reading through the rule book, and I'm like, it's a bit weird. Anyway, we go back out there. Game finishes. Game's over. Comes up and goes, Skip, I just wanted to let you know I've gone and clarified the wide rule. You can only be out on a wide stumped or run out. I said, yeah, I know that. We're saying he hit it and was caught behind. He said, you're correct. He did hit it, but it was too wide.
That is fucking ridiculous.
And I was like, no, that's not the... It's not the rule.
And that's not a wide champion.
Exactly.
And like, if it hits anything, it's not a wide.
And he got paid for that game?
Yeah. We're paying him. We're paying that man to umpire.
To not give wickets.
But you know what? There's an umpire shortage. Got to do what you got to do.
I could get... So we got back to Tomo's and we told Cade and he was like, that's not a wide. That's out. And I'm like...
Exactly. Maybe come umpire, Cade. You'll be right.
Yes. The 12-year-old or 11-year-old knows what to do.
Yeah. I'm thinking about umpiring, Matty. What do you reckon?
No, not for at least 6 or 7 years when you retire.
I've thought about it.
No.
If I keep getting injuries, I'm going to start umpiring.
Just for Kenwick?
Well, if necessary, sure. I'll just
roll. We won't pay you.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Get involved in the game. Get your premiership. Why not?
Yeah. He's hit him in the stomach and he's giving it.
I can't wait for this audio to come out at some tribunal.
They delve into the podcast. Well, it's been a pleasure, lads. I think we're pretty much done here. Do you have anything you want to ask us or say to us before you want to ask any hard-hitting questions?
No, I think you're doing a good job here, boys. It's good to see that someone's got a lot of interest in the KCC like you guys, so it's really good. Thanks, it's always enjoyable listening.
Cheers, thank you.
Try to give the boys some content, bit of a laugh. Yeah.
Also, if you're listening to this, it'll be out tomorrow morning. Tonight when you're at training, I won't be there, but our good friend Norm Harris is coming down to the club tomorrow night. He called me this afternoon. He wants to speak to the players about some umpiring rules.
Yeah, the umpires are going around to all the clubs to have chats.
So he called me this afternoon. He said he's coming down, so I'm going to relay that to the teams.
And you're not going to be there to explain the wide rule?
Well, Norm knows it. I'll be. I'm calling the shield tomorrow, Spud.
Yeah, cool.
I can't. Mind you, Jacob Lansbury's just telling me, Matty, you're going to have to do the last half hour. I'm leaving early.
You're on.
No worries, JL. Yeah, but yeah, I'm sure Norm will love our facilities. Looking into the sun.
Norm loves Kenwick.
What facilities?
But does he love Mills Park too?
No, he loves Kenwick.
He does.
He's a Kenwick man.
Yeah.
And I'll always say that.
Look, he does like us, I think. Yeah.
We'll have to kick him out. Security will come and kick him out.
Yeah, I did. I like Norm, obviously. I missed a call from him. I called him back. I thought, it's going to be a long chat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad. We got through it. So, so if you're down there tomorrow, Spudder, which I know you will be.
Definitely.
Yeah, go chat definitely. With Norm.
Yeah.
All right. He'll be there about 6.
I have to try out my knee anyway.
So you will be there tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I'll come down.
Now I don't want to go to the Shield. All right. We'll see you later. If you have any questions, send them in, or any guests or any requests that you want on this podcast, or whatever you want.
Up the Wicks.
Thanks, boys.